The next performance in the BSO's Pulse Concert Series will take place Thursday, March 24th. And with me to talk about it is the BSO's assistant conductor, Nicholas Hirsch, and principal second violin, Ching Lee. Is there a double entendre there in Pulse?
Absolutely. Actually, we like to consider it a triple entendre. it's Pulse, of course, as the sort of fundamental element of any music. Pulse as the sort of lifeblood of a person, of a community, and pulse as sort of taking the pulse of the art scene and the music scene specifically as it stands right now. So that's sort of something we thought about when we titled the series that, yeah.
And this is a brand new series, right?
As of this year, yeah. It's all supported by the Wallace Foundation in a grant designed to expand our presence in the millennial demographic, who sort of across the board, we've been seeing a decline in audience membership. And this is sort of designed to experiment with ways to introduce them to the concert hall, to the Meyerhof, in a way that appeals to what they already know and what they already like, and sort of introduces them to something new in what we do in the BSO.
When I was looking at the Pulse series, when I was looking at the season, my first thought was, you know, seeing you're bringing in the millennials, but I also thought my mother would love this. You know, the baby boom generation, the rock and roll generation.
The bands we have been bringing in have really appealed to a wide variety of demographics, I think, too. It just happens to be that, you know, the most strongly supported demographic happens to be millennials. But we've been seeing a great turnout from all across the board in our audiences for this, which has been great because it just shows the appeal of what not only a band, an indie band, as we like to call it, can do, but also what happens when you pair that with a piece in the sort of classical realm, and more specifically, the 20th, 21st century classical realm, too.
And so what can the audience expect on the 24th?
Well, we have the band Dr. Dog coming, which is really a neat group. They have a very eclectic, almost psychedelic kind of sound, but yet still based very much in the sort of Beatles rock and roll sound world. And we've paired that with Stravinsky's famous Soldier's Tale suite. And that's going to be a particularly unique performance in that, in addition to the music being played by Ching, our principal second violinist, as well as six other members of the BSO, we are bringing in a local hip-hop collective group called the Baltimore Boom Bap Society. And this piece by Stravinsky originally came with a narrative. The suite was pared down from a longer theatrical piece, and it comes with a narrator. And we decided that the original story is a little bit archaic, a little bit weird for our modern listeners. So we decided to update it using hip-hop and using two DJs and local MCs, rappers, who are coming in to create something new, something specific even to Baltimore, too. So that's going to be really a unique, probably maybe one of the most unique performances of The Soldier's Tale that has existed so far.
So is it still going to have sort of the idea of the making the deal with the devil and all that?
You know, I don't even know yet.
It's a surprise.
It really is. What I do know is that the DJs have taken elements of Stravinsky's music, remixed it in very tasteful, creative, amazing ways as sort of underscoring for what these MCs will then speak about, will then rap about. And I've been told that some of them are going to take elements of that original story and sort of run with it in their own direction, or they could sort of go in a completely different direction. And I think that's sort of the point here. It's going to be a sort of series of vignettes of a sort of folktale of Baltimore in 2016.
Is it challenging to perform?
It is challenging in the ways of ensemble. I'm excited, especially for this version that Nick is describing. We haven't had a rehearsal yet. That is something. I mean, I have done this maybe every 5-6 years. It's like a theater piece. It's not just regular classical music kind of thing. So that's exciting. And the other thing is on the program also, there is some original composition written by Nick.
yeah, I've taken a couple of Dr. Dog songs and written for the Stravinsky Ensemble, the septet, to play along and to add very specific and unique elements to those Dr. Dog songs that would not exist otherwise without the presence of acoustic instruments. And that's also part of this series, is that we, at the end of each show, we bring all of our forces together, the band and the orchestra, and collaborate on something special.
So you must listen to a lot of music. I mean, there are a lot of indie groups.
Yeah.
And so you had to focus on four, right, for this particular season? How do you go about doing that?
We also, on our team, our executive producer and this sort of co-founder of the series, Toby Blumenthal, he was formerly the sort of director of rentals at the Meyerhof. His job was to basically bring in outside bands, outside acts, to use the Meyerhof for their own shows. And he decided, why not experiment with doing a show where we bring in an outside band, but also use the Baltimore Symphony? So the upshot of that is that he has a really great ear for these bands and has all of their contact information too. So
that's handy.
He's been sort of leading the charge in terms of reaching out to bands, finding bands that would probably suit our purposes, and then whittling it down to a more palatable list so that we can all sort of listen and figure out which bands are gonna really bring something unique and special that we in the Baltimore Symphony can collaborate effectively on.
And so when you're playing music that isn't classical music, and when you're playing with other people, what does it do for you as musicians?
Oh, I enjoy it very much because there's a new ways of looking at the piece. I mean, something like that is totally new to me. I'm really excited.
Yeah, I think it's a horizon-widening experience every single time. Each band this season and going forward brings a unique sound palette, as well as whichever piece we choose to pair with it on the classical side, that brings its own specific instrumentation too. So we are sort of exploring very unique sound worlds in each show and finding where the sound world of the band and the sound world of, say, at our last show, we did a piece by John Luther Adams, where those meet is something really unique, and it's something that's unique to this series, absolutely. So for me, it's been a little bit scary, it's been really exciting, and it's been just overall completely rewarding as a conductor, especially as a young conductor early in my career, to experiment with and have the opportunity to do all of these different collaborations and experiments. Yeah,
I know so many audiences are different. What's the vibe that you've gotten so far?
Well, we have done a lot to make the Meyerhof very accessible, make it not sort of quote-unquote stuffy. We completely update the lobby. We bring in restaurants. We bring in outside bar help. And we bring in acts even for lobby entertainment as well. So it's a real sort of almost rock concert kind of atmosphere from the moment you walk in the Meyerhof, which is something unusual, I think, for a regular night at the Meyerhof. So for that reason, we've been getting a lot of, first-time attendees, which is great, which is the whole sort of point of this series, is to get people who haven't been to the hall before. And the reaction has been just one of sort of, I think, excitement and a little bit of wonder even too, as to, listening for the first time to Philip Glass or Igor Stravinsky. It's something that I think these people who would normally see the bands we bring in would never have expected to hear in the same concert.
Yeah, and also in this Stravinsky piece is particularly unique because there's a storyline. It's a theater piece as well, so it's really exciting.
Well, thank you very much for coming in.
My pleasure.
Thank you. And by the way, congratulations on your wonderful engagement.
Thank you, Jane.
Congratulations indeed, yeah.
Thank you. Thanks. My guests have been the BSO's assistant conductor, Nicholas Hirsch, and principal second violin, Ching Lee. And we've been talking about the next performance in the BSO's Pulse Concert Series taking place Thursday, March 24th. For tickets and more information, you can check out their website, bsomusic.org. Again, that's bsomusic.org.